Morro Bay resident Giovanni DeGaramore, who goes by Gio, has been involved in the Morro Bay fresh fish industry since he was a kid. Come along and join Gio as he talks about Morro Bay's sustainable and vibrant commercial fishing industry. He also shares insights about his galley restaurant that serves fresh al fresco seafood on the docks. He also operates the gas dock for commercial fishing boats and Stacks Wine Bar. And he's finalizing plans for the first live music concert series on the waterfront this fall. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come and join me on the docks in Morro Bay.
Here we are on the waterfront in Morro Bay, California.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to be. It's just awesome. I mean, you got a view of the rock, tourists huddling around, eating their fish and chips, unloading fresh catch and bounty out of the ocean. It's just an awesome day to be at work.
What's interesting, California, even on the Central Coast and around the country, people go, oh, you're from Morro Bay. You know, you have a harbor there, and I heard that commercial fishing is dead, that it's no more. And yet that's not true at all.
No, it's not true at all. You know, it's definitely making a resurgence. Commercial fishing definitely took a hit in the late 90s. There was a lot of heavy fishing that went on in the 80s with the trawlers. And, you know, finally the fish and game took a good hard look at data and numbers and said, hey, you guys are probably overfishing. And, you know, the fishermen just kind of followed the rules that fish and game gave them. So once they analyzed that data, they really restricted a lot of the access to the fishing. And it did hurt fishing for a while, and it put a few guys out of business. But once people kind of rethought the business model of fishing, basically what we saw is less fish coming in and a higher price. So there had to be an adjustment, basic supply and demand. So an adjustment had to be made. So different catch methods. The catch methods are a lot cleaner now. We're not getting as much bycatch. We're catching the right size fish. So it's a much more specific science now. But in turn, it's costing the consumer a little bit more money. But that's okay. You know, it's a trade-off, and we all want to be good stewards to the environment.
And there's a real diversity of species that comes in here. From pelagic tuna to, we just saw a whole giant boatload of shrimp come in.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of working in the seafood industry here on the Central Coast and what's made my family business so successful. We've actually been in the seafood business since 1973 here in Morro Bay.
You have your own boats?
You know, we don't anymore. We did. We just contract with the local fishermen now. But what really helps the seafood industry is what you said is the variety of seafood. So in the summer and spring, you know, we're going to get salmon and halibut and local white sea bass. We're going to get Dungeness crab all through the winter. We're going to get tuna and swordfish and shark in the fall. We're going to get rockfish and sole all year round. And then, like you mentioned, we're fortunate enough to have pink shrimp back in the area again. So we've got some trawlers coming from Oregon down here harvesting some beautiful bay shrimp or pink shrimp.
And where are they catching the shrimp right now?
Just right outside the rock, about 9 miles. And we've got three trawlers down from Astoria, Oregon, who are selling to a few different suppliers. And it's good because it helps with all the local economy. You know, we're getting a little bit of the income from unloading. We're selling them some fuel. We're seeing the product right here in our fish case. The locals are excited to get some $1.99 a pound local shrimp. So it's really exciting.
That's incredible.
It's a very clean species of fishing. They've got these bars that allow the species they don't want or the bycatch to actually slide through the net so that the little fish and the stuff that they don't want just goes right out the other end.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So you have a fresh fish market here?
We do, and we've been at this location since 1985.
And then I understand that people can order online across America and you'll ship it right out.
Yeah, they say necessity is the mother of all invention. I think after about the 110 millionth person to ask me to say, God, I wish we could have this in our hometown in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin or whatever.
And they're getting it.
Yeah, after hearing that year after year, I've been in the business since I was just a kid. I thought to myself, we've got to find a way to do that. So one day I just got a box, a styrofoam box, and I put some ice in there and sent it to my friends down in Southern California and then in Nevada. And then we just started a little website about 10 years ago and said, call us if you want some seafood delivered. And now we do a pretty big business. You know, we're sending seafood every day, 30 to 50 boxes to every state in the United States. So if you're in New York City and you want California king crab or California salmon, you can get on your internet today, go to giovannisfishmarket.com, and that fish will be on your door tomorrow anywhere in the United States.
Is this also restaurants ordering, or is it more individuals?
It's mostly individuals, although we do have a few restaurant accounts that are looking for some of our local abalone that's raised here up in Cayucas. So we're the supplier for the local abalone farm, and so we send that out to some restaurants.
And right behind us, there is a fuel dock. where you see even the Coast Guard coming and refueling, and a giant trawler just took off from here. There is to our right an outdoor diner, so a walk-up where you can order fresh seafood. Tell us about that.
I'm pretty lucky to have multiple businesses all located on one property. It just makes sense. So the same place that we're going to sell fuel to the fishermen, we're also going to unload that seafood for them or for other companies or for ourselves. And then we're just going to take it right in our back door to our fish market and sell it direct to the consumer. So that way we're cutting out the middleman to try to get the consumer the best price. But it just makes sense to kind of control the whole supply chain all the way down the line. And we actually even have a wine bar on the property. So if you want to have some wine with your fish and chips, you can do that here too.
Tell us about that. That's one of your newer incarnations, and it's become a real hot destination for locals and visitors, and it's called Stacks, and that's a play on the power plant, Stacks?
Absolutely, Stacks, S-T-A-X. A friend of mine helped me come up with that name, and we just thought, how cool is that? You know, there's the Stacks. You've got these giant plate glass windows that overlook the Stacks, so we just thought that would be a fun play on the words. But, you know, about 6 years ago, we opened, and I just wanted to do something that was different, kind of give something that had my own identity that wasn't tied to my family, just, I guess, to prove to myself I could do something that wasn't fish. So opened this little wine bar and just wanted to make it super classy and give Morbay something it didn't have. We had enough dive bars with Riley fishermen in them, but we wanted to have something a little more upscale, and I was really into the wine industry. I have a lot of friends who are winemakers, and I thought, you know, Paso's full of this. Let's bring Morbay One.
So you are showcasing it follows Central Coast wines.
Yeah, predominantly local wines. But, you know, if I find a really great Italian Barolo or a Burgundy from France, hey, I'm going to bring that in too. We're always changing it, and that's the beauty of Stacks is we're always rotating the wine. We're always rotating the special, so you can come in and have a different experience every time you come in.
Let's talk about music for a moment. I had no clue that you guys were doing live music down here.
Yeah, we are. It's a new program for us this year. We just thought we'd really showcase the very unique piece of property that we have here on the waterfront. So we're doing what's called Concerts on the Bay, September 30th and October 14th. We've got some really nice acts coming in, all varieties of music, and we're going to basically enclose our property to a private concert event here with the backdrop of the beautiful rock and the bay. And we're going to be providing some great food and wine provided by Stacks, some seafood from Giovanni's, and hopefully some great music and just a great time, a family-friendly event.
Any guess on how many people might show up? What are you hoping for?
It's going to be probably somewhere under 500. Intimate event, but still very cool. Like I said, you look at this, you can't see it on radio, but man, just standing here, feel so blessed to think that this is where I get to work every day.
It's a Hollywood set, that's for sure.
No doubt.
Before we go, let's loop back to your walk-up diner where you can do takeout and sit down. I imagine fish and chips would have to be one of your popular items.
Fish and chips, definitely our top seller. I think clam chowder in a bread bowl, you know, same recipe that my family's used since the 70s. Haven't changed a thing. Didn't see a reason to. It's been successful. So I've kept the same family recipes and traditions, you know, especially on today where sometimes you get that fog here in Morbay. And nothing like a, you know, hot cup of clam chowder and a toasted sourdough bread bowl, crunchy fish and chips. I mean, we got everything. Fish tacos. We got local snapper sandwiches. You name it, we've got it. And a little something for everybody here. Even our hamburgers are amazing.
And is it all on your shoulders, or you still have a mom and dad that are involved?
So I bought the business for my parents about 10 years ago, so it's just me.
You're
and
the guy.
That's okay. I like not having partners.
The buck stopped here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Giovanni DeGaramore, what a pleasure. Thank you for sharing. This has been fun.
Oh, my pleasure indeed. I love just talking about my heritage and my family and my community, so thank you for having me.
Yeah, but now you got me big appetite.
We'll get you some fish and chips.
Anyway, Gio, what a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the waterfront in Morro Bay, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.